what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Season wrap-up interviews continuing here on Drive Time Sports. We've talked a lot of baseball and softball, and next week we'll have track and field. But we have to focus on soccer for this particular segment. It was an historical run for the Emory Spartans. They entered the state tournament as the 13th seed, and they come one game within the state championship. They get all the way to the Final Four before losing to the runner-up, the Morgan Trojans. That was earlier this week. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have Coach Troy Winter over the phone. And, Coach, again, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. You know, it's been awesome. It's been a good season, and really looking forward to this.
Yeah, but before we talk about what happened with Morgan, wow, what a run, right? How fun.
It was awesome. I mean, you know, that, you know, at the beginning of the season, our goal was coming into the year to get past that first round, you know, that first play-in game or playoff game, you know, however you want to call it. That was our goal. I'll be honest, kind of early in the season, I wasn't as optimistic as I was towards the end of the season. I was trying to, you know, figure out to find that balance and to find that high point for us. And man, these boys kicked in right at the right time. You know, you can go, I guess you can go 0-10, and then you go into the state tournament and you win your game going to the state tournament. I mean, what a joy! You know, what a joy it was. So.
Yeah, Coach, dare I use the word inconsistent throughout the regular season? And once you got past that inconsistency, that's where things started to click.
Absolutely, and it was very inconsistent. You know, and I'll take some of that responsibility, you know, as a coach and as our coaching staff. You know, we were trying to find out how kids would work together, which kids would work together the best, you know, as players, you know, and stuff, trying to facilitate that. Taking some of the kids out of their comfort zone and putting them into different positions and stuff as well, too. So as a coaching staff, you know, I'll take that responsibility because it took us just a little bit to kind of figure out how to make that work. And like you said, once we did, the consistency kicked in. That, you know, they played hard, they played smart, and it actually was a good run, you know, at the end. So
it definitely was, and it all starts by beating a very good team in Grand. And we can talk about the second round in just a moment. But, Coach, it all starts by shutting out a top four team in the state that breezed through region play. And I'm sure not only, I mean, of course, you advance in the tournament, but that has to just build so much confidence because this was an offensive juggernaut, and you guys shut them down.
We did. Our team went in there, our defense went in there, and they played so very good. We got opportunities offensively. We took the opportunities offensively, obviously scored one goal. And there was others in the game that, you know, we didn't capitalize on, but we played a solid defensive game. We played a solid game all the way around. The boys played very, very good and played with a lot of heart. You know, and just like you said, you know, once you do that, I mean, you're basically on cloud nine. You're running on adrenaline for so long, you know, and you know, being told, you know, that you don't belong here or you shouldn't be here, you know, you're a 13th seed. You know, at that point, man, it was all over. We were just so very excited, you know, and momentum carried us. Adrenaline carried us for sure.
Yeah, Coach, it's so difficult in this day and age, especially in the realm where people are obsessed with offense. I think people love these 5-4 soccer games. People love these 13-12 baseball games, these 50-40 football games. You guys win two playoff games 1-0 in an offensive era.
Absolutely. And I've always, you know, felt, you know, through my years here, and just with soccer itself, defense is going to win championships. You know, all it takes is one goal, and then shutting the team out, and that's a win. You know, it doesn't, you know, like I would preach to the boys, state championship ring doesn't say if it was a 15-0 win. It just says state championship on it, you know, and stuff. And so you know, as far as that goes, it was awesome. Our, you know, as our defense played, as we controlled the ball, as we controlled the momentum of the game, you know, and everything, it was actually really good. It was a lot of fun. So,
Coach, we'll talk about the game against Morgan. You get past this contest, you go to the state championship, and this is the number one ranked team in the state, and this game was not a blowout. I mean, you guys, you definitely limited their ability to score at least at a high pace, but the final score is 4-0. How did you assess this game?
You know, so we went into this, and this is one of the hard things as a coach, you know, to to go in. And we went in. It was 28 minutes before they scored their first goal there. And I really honestly feel that, you know, we controlled the tempo of the game. We controlled what we wanted to do. Playing on the defensive side, you know, which obviously, you know, isn't always optimal. But we had offensive strikes at different times. But we controlled the tempo of the game, and they got very frustrated because they couldn't get through our back line. They couldn't get clean shots like they wanted. And so we were, you know, running through the way we was running, you know, in about that 28th minute, you know, there was a little bit of an error there, got a shot, you know, got a goal. And one of the most important things that I think our team did is at that point they just brushed it off and they continued to play hard. They played very solid all the way through the rest of the first half. Second half they come out strong, playing strong, everything going well. And as we've talked in the past, limiting our errors is what we needed to do. You know, we made another error, you know, misjudgment. Second goal scored. And then, you know, unfortunately, you start to see the fire, the flame. It gets a little bit less and less right there. And trying to keep them going and motivated, making the right substitutions at the right time. But it was good. And the last two goals, you know, as a coach, it's really hard for me. I never want to concede, you know, a loss because I think there's always opportunity. But we had some seniors that deserve some playing time. And we put them out there. This is their last run. 12 minutes left in the game. And just to give them their last hurrahs. As hard as that is to say as a coach, you know, these seniors deserve that. So we did that. There was a couple little errors right there, and so it ended up being 4-0. But you know, nobody's fault. You know, we was just a little bit outmatched. But all in all, our boys played awesome. I mean, they really did play awesome through the whole game. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you, at what point did you see the doubt creep in? Because, Coach, you never trailed in the state tournament up to this game.
Right, correct. And to be honest with you, I didn't, you know, up until even when that second goal was scored, there was a little bit of frustration. There was that you could kind of start seeing it just a little bit there. But as time, you know, dwindled on, and there was about 12 minutes there, you know, 10 minutes. That's when we, decided to make a couple changes, and we could see that we just wasn't going to get that offensive strike like we had hoped. You know, the heat had played it, played its toll on us. You know, playing, you know, solid the whole time played its toll on us. And like I said, you know, that fire when you've got two goals and you got to try to make up two goals is, you know, it's tough, especially against the number one seeded team in Morgan. You know, they are very well balanced, very good team. And so about 12 minutes, I guess that's when we kind of, you look at that, and we made that adjustment and, you know, let them guys finish out their senior season. So
again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, this team's obviously going to have a special place in your heart. It's going to have a special place in Emory High School soccer history. That's the great thing about sports. This team leaving, they literally left a legacy. I'm sure that this is something that will be talked about within the soccer program for years and years and years. Do the boys realize they put something that special together?
It took them a while. Until we got back, you know, I give them some emotion. You know, let their emotion, you know, run until we got back to the rooms there and stuff, and then we sat down as a team and we just talked and just let them know that, you know, that the importance of this, what they generated, the excitement they generated, and the heart and soul that they put and they left out there on the field, left for the impression it left on the younger players, you know, our underclassmen. You know, so now our underclassmen know what to expect. They know what it feels like to get there. They know, you know, the work that needs to be put in. You know, they understand that. So it didn't sink in until just a little bit later. And then when we had our follow-up practice, you know, we kicked around a little bit, Wednesday evening, and we talked about it again, you know, how special it is. And they will have a special place in my heart. We were talking about it. You know, this was the first year the freshmen were actually at the high school, you know, and so there was some big firsts with these guys, with these freshmen, you know, becoming seniors and stuff. And, you know, and I mean, and a lot of emotion, a lot of heart, these kids are such good kids, such good young men, and they're going to be very productive in society. And I think that's probably, outside of soccer, but that is so very important to me.
Yeah, and I guess I asked that question, Coach, because I don't know if the kids fully understand how the community could rally behind them. I mean, in this instance, when you're a rural high school athlete and you put on that Emory uniform, you're representing an entire community. And this was just so exciting over the last couple of weeks. I can't stress that enough.
I agree. I absolutely. I had people just complimenting us and our team, you know, on our accomplishment. I know players were, you know, getting, anytime they'd see, you know, that they were soccer players, you know, they were getting complimented. Our community, which is, again, is just so awesome. You know, I could not express, you know, how much I love this community and Emory High and the community that supports Emory High. I mean, because they were, I mean, it didn't matter who it was. They were excited for us, for what had accomplished. You know, our program's fairly young, you know, in comparison to a lot of programs and the things that we've achieved, you know, over the, you know, the last 8 years, you know, are some pretty cool things. You know, I mean, we've got a region championship, you know, now we, you know, advanced to the semifinals and, you know, these things, you know, confidence breeds confidence, you know, championships breed championships. And I think this is going to help us. This is going to kind of help us get over that hump and then realize, you know, that soccer is a good sport. You know, we can come out here and we can play, we can compete, and we can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, I do want to talk about what you guys have returning. We know how important this senior class was, but you have a very good group of underclassmen.
Absolutely. You know, and I don't ever want to look past the seniors that we have because, you know, they have been very instrumental. But when I look at the depth that we've got and the boys that are coming in and the players that they are, I'm still very excited. And that's the thing that I think that they recognize. You know, I mean, there was multiple freshmen and sophomores and juniors that were getting quality playing time that, you know, when we made some adjustments that were having to step up. You know, so they're seeing that as a semifinal championship game. You know, they're there. They know what that is. They know how that goes. You know, they know the excitement, the adrenaline, and that's going to be exciting for them. You know, as well too as we move forward. And that, like I said, you know, confidence breeds confidence. You know, and these boys are so very excited. I mean, I dare say if the season was to get underway again, I mean, we'd turn around, give us a month off, and get ready to get going again. Man, these guys would be excited. I mean, they're still very excited to get out and play, you know, and compete. So,
we can end with this, Coach. What does the summer look like for this team?
So we'll actually, you know, take a few days off, and then we're going to get right kind of into our club season. You know, when we talk about a community, you know, we combine with, you know, Carbon and Emory, and we play with a Voltage Club Soccer is what we do. And a lot of these players are actually going to come play Voltage Club. That, you know, we've had a few over the years. Our numbers are getting bigger and bigger, and this club program is getting more and more successful. There's coaches, you know, within this Voltage Club program that are exceptional coaches that have done a really good job. And so we'll have a bunch of them that will be coming over playing. I think I've got about 12 of them right now that are excited, and there's a few more that are kind of just hanging on the outskirts to see what's going on. But that's what we'll do, is we'll get started with that. We'll also take them. There's a couple of them that have mentioned they want to do a tournament, so we're going to take them to a tournament and just keep that excitement building. You know, obviously, you know, we have multi-sport athletes. You know, that they'll take on their football responsibilities, you know, and their golf responsibilities and stuff as they do that. But you know, there's always room for us to come and, room for them to come and play some club soccer with us. You know, we work with them really well. So we're going to keep on playing and getting better. We want to get back to semis and even further than that, we want a state championship. That's our goal.
Well, Coach, you guys definitely gave everyone a thrill. It was so much fun to follow you and the team. Thank you so much for always making the time to talk with us here on the air, and I know we'll be catching up again real soon.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you for your support, and again, the community and the players and parents. That, you know, I couldn't, as a coach and as a coaching staff, we are so very grateful for the support that we have in this community and how awesome it is. I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Coach. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to stick with Emory High School. Another season recap coming. We'll talk with Coach Sean Bell. That's straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.